say good morning. Let's be getting a little bit of a later head start. Okay, so we left off in the middle in which we began Sif Dalid yesterday, and I want to thank Tzvi Wilner for dedicating the sermon, for dedicating the limud of the Shari Tshuva. We're going to do it, learn, we're going to dedicate our limud in the Zuchus of Rafua Shleima for Rav David Shor, as well as, of course, as an ongoing Zuchus for Kobi Rosemore, Chaim Yaakov David Ben Avigayo, and Kol Choli. So we hope that the merit of our Talmud Torah and our His Orerus, the Chodesh Baruch Hu, will send an ongoing and enduring Rafua to Kol Choli Yisrael. So remember again, the Shari Tshuva that Rabbeinu Yonah introduced us to a very interesting dynamic, which was the notion of not delaying. The idea that although sin itself is, of course, a terrible thing, but even more terrible is the delaying of tshuva. Once I know that I have the ability to extricate myself from difficult circumstances, Lemaisa will say there are also additional svarim up here if anyone needs. Once I know that I have the ability to extricate myself from these compromised circumstances and I fail to do so, then Lemaisa, again, at the end of the day, that in and of itself compounds the sin. So he goes on, he says, va'ata zboni beras hamisachim ha'tshuva ki rabahi kilula hismamea ki ata shav ish ne'enach b'meriros leiv b'rigza b'daigo v'dalfa v'ino matuga. So first of all, we discussed this yesterday, the idea that even just out one's own feeling of happiness, when a person has sinned, by definition they've compromised their happiness. So as a result, again, that by itself is why walk around miserable if I don't have to be miserable. That's issue number one. But here's the more acute issue. Ki if kesheu yitzro sheinis, the yizdamin hachit liyado, yichbosh es yitzro, the yiskor es asher avar alav kos hamerirus, velo yosef lishtoso od. So what says an incredible yisod. Rabbeinu Yonah says that when a person does tshuva, when a person commits an avera, so it's important to understand that averos generally are not one-off things, right? Generally, when a person commits an avera, I'm in essence setting myself up for future debacles and downfalls as well. The only thing that stops or that stems that downward spiral is tshuva. So here is the issue. If I commit an avera and I do tshuva, I have a real possibility that the next time I'm faced with temptation and the next time I'm faced with the desire to sin, that I will have the strength to fight that off. That I will have the strength to be able to remain strong. His lashon is very strong. That when the Yetzer encounters me next time, now I'll remember how I felt when I sinned last year. So we'll learn this. Remember, part of the intriguing part, the way the Shari Tshuva is set up, Sif Dalit a few lines in. So part of the interesting way about the way it's set up is the Shari Tshuva is telling us the importance of tshuva, the need for tshuva, before telling us what is tshuva. So well, right now he's laying the groundwork, but obviously we'll have to put the meat on the bones a little bit later on. But his yisod ultimately is we're going to see that part of the tshuva process stems from a certain feeling of sadness and bitterness. We will see people sin. We all sin. Yeah, we all sin. I sin because I think I'm going to get something from it. And then at the end of the day, what happens more often than not is I don't get what I wanted. Or I don't get what I thought I would get. And that leaves me feeling empty and sad. That feeling, it's important to harness and to remember that feeling. Because the next time I'm then tempted again to sin, I remember what it felt like the last time. And I remember that although I had that fleeting and momentary pleasure and joy, I had such feelings of emptiness and sadness. It's really, that's what it is. It's not even about the punishment. It's not the emptiness and sadness that I feel afterwards, and I won't do it again. But those feelings are part of the tshuva process. If a person hasn't done tshuva, then by definition, those feelings are not present. And therefore, again, if those feelings aren't present, there's a heightened statistical probability that a person is going to sin again. Kimo shene'emar, rigzu va'al techato. As the pasuk in Tehillim says, rigzu, literally awaken yourself. Rigzu literally means that, yeah, get yourself passionate. Va'al techato, don't sin. Be'uro. Rigzu v'etztaru asher chatosem v'al techatu ot. Literally, it means awaken and feel the sadness and emptiness over past sins, and don't sin again. Ki hiskir chatan lemala ba'omro tevakshu kazav sela va'yoid al zeh aperush amro rigzo miloshon al tirgizu baderech v'tachti argaz v'inyonam hatsar al hadavar sha'avra al hahove v'lo amar yiru ogoru. Fine, so we're not going to get into the etymological discussion over here, but suffice it to say that rigzu va'al techatou means that part of the antidote against future sin is always remembering how I felt post-sin. How did I feel after I didn't get those things that I thought I would get? How does it feel after I didn't get everything that I thought sin would give me? I feel emptiness. I feel like I've lost something special within myself. I don't want those feelings. I don't want those. You know, we saw this in Sidas Yisharim that Ramchal brought down that even animals instinctively know to run away from painful situations. Even animals understand that. So if animals understand that, kavachomer b'menosha kavachomer, we understand that as well. And therefore, again, when I realized that after I committed an aveira, it didn't give me A, what I thought it would give me, B, I really don't feel good about myself, and I don't want to not feel good about myself. This is nothing to do even with onesh, or with schar, or with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is about how I feel about myself. There's a psychology of sin. And the psychology of sin is that when I know that I'm not doing the right thing in life, forget about God, I know that I'm not doing the right thing, I don't feel good about me. So says the Shari Tshuva, who wants that? Who wants that? Why walk around with that in life? But here's the problem. And they will say, that feeling, remembering that feeling of not feeling good about myself, that's one of the most powerful parts of tshuva. See, here's the problem. If I delay doing tshuva, if I haven't done tshuva, then when I'm tempted with sin again, I will say, which inevitably happens, we're all tempted all of the time, yipol b'mokesh kinfol b'tchila, I will fall into the trap as I did the first time. V'yigdal avono ha'acharon ma'ot, v'ta'ala ra'asu lefnei Hashem, ki mereshis lo chashav ki pitom yovo ha'yitzer chashuda alov, ach acharei asher ra'a dolus kocho, v'asher gavra yad yitzer alov, v'chi atzu mimenu, haya alov liros ki paruahu, v'loshis etzos b'nafsho lahosif ba'yiras Hashem, o lahapil pachado aleha, so listen to this. There's another piece, which is the following. You know, when a person sins the first time, we'll say just a klal gadol in life. Klal gadol in life is, I can only plan for things for which I have a frame of reference. Right? If I've never experienced something in life, it's difficult for me to choreograph or to plan for that situation because I have no frame of reference. So what happens, like, to the Shachar, this is an amazing yisod. There are some times that I commit an aveira. Now, the truth is, I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't prepared for it. I did not think this was going to happen. There's a certain, therefore, what's the right word? I don't want to say, like, get out of jail free card. But, you know, but there's a certain leniency that then comes up in that situation because I didn't know. I wasn't prepared for this situation, right? I never experienced it before, and so this kind of came about. Okay, I made a mistake, but it's not like I had any frame of reference for this. But we'll say that only works how many times? Once, right? So says the Shari Tshuva, that works. I mean, it works once in any particular situation. So the way often that the Olam HaChet, the world of sin, works, is that once I fall and pray to an Avera, to the Yitzhara, in one particular area, chances are those same temptations will arise again. So the first time it happens, I could claim unexpected circumstances. I had no frame of reference. Then, at that point in time, that's where the tshuva process has to set in, because the tshuva process helps me, A, to potentially avoid the situation again, or B, if the situation does arise again, to be able to properly stand up to that challenge. The problem is, if I don't do tshuva immediately, says the Shari Tshuva, and the situation arises again, and I end up committing the same aveira, I can't claim unexpected circumstances anymore. Because at the end of the day, I had a frame of reference for this. I experienced this. I should have planned ahead, and I didn't. And so the failure to plan ahead, the failure to take advantage of the framework and the mechanism that helps to bolster me against challenge, that says the Chari Tshuva also builds culpability. V'amr Shlomo Alav HaShalom, Kekelev Shavak Yok Silshon Abivatel. So Shlomo Alav uses a very strong lashon over here. He says, like a dog who returns to its vomit, the fool repeats his folly. Be'uro, ki akelev ochal dvar nimasim. So the dog eats disgusting things. V'kasher yakiem nimasim yosef. V'imshav la'alem l'achlam. So the dog eats disgusting things to begin with. And sometimes even if the dog regurgitates it, he'll eat it again. Kein inyan aksil. That's what a fool does. Kein ya'asem ma'asem maguna. V'kasher yishne bo maguna yoser kasher ve'anus. So you will say, sometimes the fool does the same thing, which is the fool will do something that is disgusting, that is not good, and it will say, that's bad. But what's even worse? To repeat it. To do it again, and to make the same mistake again, that's you. So you see the ongoing pattern over here. If you'll notice again, this is really amazing of the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva over here is not talking about the first time I commit an Aveira. Because the truth is, there's almost like, there's an expectation that I'm going to sin. That's just the way it's human nature. We make mistakes. So you see already that the system allows for mistakes. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us is that once I discover what my weaknesses are, please just take immediate action to remedy them. That's all. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not saying, I'm not asking you not to have weaknesses. I'm not asking you to be perfect. I'm just asking once you see, Rav Soloveitcher talks about this. The Rav says that to a certain degree, sin is the greatest gift. You'll say to yourself, that's crazy. I think sin is the greatest gift. The Rav says, because sin allows me to understand the weak spots in my spiritual armor. Sin understands me, allows me to discover my Achilles heel. Right? When I commit an Aveira, I realize, okay, here's an area of life I'm deficient in. And it tells me exactly, it's almost like I will say, if I know I have a problem with my roof. Right? But what's the problem? I don't know where. So what do I wait for?
Rain.
Right? And when that rain comes and I see that leak, to a certain degree, I say, Givaldic. I mean, maybe not Givaldic, but, you know, I say, Baruch Hashem, I know where the problem is. I know, I always know that there's a problem. I can never identify. Good. I'm not happy the roof is leaking, but I'm happy now that I can see the leaks, and now I know exactly where to patch up. The Rav says, it's the same thing with chet. It's an amazing thing. We're not encouraging people to sin, but when it inevitably occurs, I have to capitalize on that situation because, oh, I found my Achilles heel. I found my weak spot. Now I have to fix it. So that's why the Shari Tshuva is not saying, don't sin. We all sin. But once I discover the Achilles heel, the weak spot, now's the opportunity to fix it. And if it's not fixed quickly and decisively, that's when I get myself into further trouble. And that's where the real responsibility for chet comes in. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Hashem Sif Hei tomorrow.